Ukraine security issue.
On July 19th, the 146th day of fierce battles with the Russian invaders, the Ukrainian military continued to defend their land, inflicting heavy losses on the enemy forces and thwarting their attempts to break through the lines of defense. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported that since the start of the invasion in late February, the Ukrainian defenders had eliminated more than 38.5 thousand Russian troops as well as more than 400 aircraft, almost 4,000 armored vehicles, 1,700 tanks, and 850 artillery systems. In the run-up of the Rammstein 4 meeting of the International Contact Group for Military Aid to Ukraine, Valery Zaluzhny, commander-in-chief of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, had a phone call with Mark Milley, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff. Zaluzhny briefed him on the current situation at the front, saying that Ukraine had managed to stabilize it. The situation remains complicated but under control, Zaluzhny said, stressing that the Ukrainian defenders were able to hold the line, largely thanks to the timely delivery of US high-mobility artillery rocket system HIMARS that destroyed Russian ammunition and fuel depots and command posts. It is extremely important to convince the international community that supplies of modern weapons to the Ukrainian army and will be playing the decisive role in debilitating the Russian aggressor. It is only by joint effort that the civilized world will be able to defeat the aggressor state, Oleg Zhdanov, a Ukrainian military expert, told Ukrainian radio on Tuesday.
Сьогодні четверта доба, як у нас більш-менш стабілізувалася ситуація на фронті, і всі спроби наступу з боку російських військ.
It's the fourth day since the situation at the front has stabilized more or less. All offensive attempts of the Russian forces fail, and not only thanks to our infantry, but also to our artillery units, whose increased firepower and precision strikes have stabilized the front line and are firmly holding our positions. What we vitally need from the West is to increase and speed up weapons supplies. If we get what we need, then next month we will be able to accumulate a sufficient potential for a counteroffensive, said Oleg Zhdanov. Russia continues to massively shell Ukrainian towns and villages in the Kharkiv, Dnipropetrovsk, Sumy and Chernihiv regions, killing peaceful civilians, destroying houses and civilian infrastructure, and burning down hundreds of hectares of crop fields and forests. In the south of the country, the Mykolaiv region is also under fire. Over the past 24 hours alone, 29 civilians have been wounded as a result of Russian shelling, said Hanna Zamazeeva, chairperson of the Mykolaiv Region Council. In the neighboring Odessa region, Russian missiles have wounded 6 civilians, including a baby. According to Natalia Humanyuk, head of the Joint Coordination Press Center of the South Defense Forces, the Russians launched 7 caliber cruise missiles from the Black Sea. One was destroyed by the Ukrainian air defense, and 6 struck a village.
Звісно, удар був дуже потужний, і це один з психологічних чинників, також який ворог використовує.
It was a very powerful missile strike, and it's one of the psychological techniques used by the enemy very frequently. By striking residential areas deep behind in the front lines to convince civilians that the enemy is powerful and there is no protection. But our people are intelligent enough to understand what hybrid warfare really is, said Natalia Humanyuk. The death toll from last week's massive missile strike on Vinnytsia continues to grow. On Tuesday, the number of victims rose to 25. After one more civilian, a doctor who died in hospital, one of 197 that were wounded by Russian missiles. 3 little children lost their mother. The 14th of July became a horrible day for residents of Vinnytsia, the city in central Ukraine located hundreds of miles away from the front lines. There are no military or industrial facilities in the city's central part that was struck by Russian missiles in broad daylight. Among others, they killed a 4-year-old girl and 2 boys, 7 and 8 years old. One of the boys was undergoing a medical examination at the health center that was shattered by the shockwave. He and his mother died on the spot. The other boy was waiting for his uncle in the parked car and burnt alive, trapped inside. On Tuesday, people still brought flowers and toys to the place where the little girl died. All in all, the Russian invaders have been now killed 353 Ukrainian children and wounded almost 680. The figures may be higher since not all bodies have been identified and it's impossible to count all the dead and wounded in the war zone and in the temporarily occupied areas. Ukrainians are increasingly getting involved in charity activities and make donations to the army despite the difficult economic situation in the country and growing unemployment. Minister of the Digital Transformation Mikhail Fedorov said on Tuesday that within a couple of weeks, more than $500 million hryvnias, roughly $16 million, had been collected for the drone army through the United 24 platform. According to him, an agreement has been reached on the purchase of 60 multicopters that record video, have artificial intelligence, lock on targets and identify potential dangers at a distance. Negotiations on the supply of powerful drones are currently underway with Ukrainian and international manufacturers in the United States, Germany, Portugal, Japan, and Israel. The Drone Army is a complex program that includes the purchase, repair, and maintenance of drones and training of operators. The first batch of drones purchased within the framework of this project has already been sent to the front line.